Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
Walker drops back, looking to throw, being chased now. Can't get him to the ground, and will finally step out. Will be a loss, but they had him well deep in the backfield.
Jalen Stone asking for a play. Nobody coming in, so.
And they'll finally push him out at the 23. He lost 4 yards on the play. And I tell you what, Scott, you're almost outsmarting yourselves at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really not gotten a lot out of the passing game thus far. They'll go back to tight end formation. Turn, he'll hand to Harvey, quick hitter. And he spins inside the 20-yard line down near the original line of scrimmage. So gain of 4, and it'll be 3rd and 10. Isaiah White checking in at defensive tackle, or defensive end, that is. Jalen Stone finally going to get that much-needed break he's been looking for about 4 plays.
Move Colton out to the defensive end and put Isaiah White on the inside.
So 3rd and 10. Ball at the 19-yard line. Back to the shotgun. 2 receivers each way. Walker rolling to his left, looking to throw. Throws, and he's got a man complete. And he's going to be close. He came back to the ball and may be just short of the first down marker. We'll have to see.
It's going to be short.
And I think it's going to be 4th and about a half a yard. And Jalen Stone, or is that Jacob Dale, checking in. He'll check in for White. Yeah, Kyle Goss in at the defensive line here. So big 4th down play early in this one. 9:40 to go in the second quarter. We're scoreless. And the heavy package here. Stern fumbled on the play. And I think regardless.
He's going to be short.
And we'll turn it over on downs once again. So Walker couldn't handle the snap. And right through his hands. And Collins catches a break. And Collins trying to figure out what they can do on the offensive side of things.
They came out running the football a little bit and then had a couple of negative plays and then got 3rd and forever. But I'd come out here and try to run the football.
So they'll come out shotgun, but 2 backs, it appears.
Pookie
Murphy to his right, Roseberry to his left. Got 1 receiver in a slot, 1 split out both sides of the field. Turn hand to Roseberry, trying to get to the right side. And he's for another loss inside the 10, back close to the.
I see a flag over there. I don't know if it's a face mask or what, but I think I've seen a flag fly up over in that.
I do see a flag on the sideline.
Looks like it's going to be against, I don't know.
But Collins getting hammered.
Looks like it's against Montgomery County. The Montgomery County guy didn't look very happy. I don't know if it's a face mask or.
If it will be, it might be the only way Collins can generate positive yards at this point.
I believe you're right.
It is a face mask, 15-yard penalty.
Get Collins out of the back of that, on the end zone anyway. Get out here past the 20.
You know, it really might be better to see Collins trying to get, kind of like Montgomery County's done, some quick hitting plays. They're trying to go wide and just nothing there to run by. So with a 15-yard penalty, bring the ball out to the 23-yard line, 1st and 10 Titans. Lucas in the shotgun turns. He'll hand to Roseberry straight to the middle of the field, trying to get to the middle. Still on his feet, trying to get to the outside up to the 40, and will be wrestled out of bounds up to the 45-yard line. And see some of the explosive cutting ability by Nashawn Roseberry. By far the biggest offensive play of the game here for Collins.
You mentioned it. Run the ball up the middle, and that's what that was. That was, when he gets through the middle, then he can kick it out. But that them sweeps right now just aren't working. Montgomery County's doing a good job of stretching the field out and coming up and making plays.
So ball at the 43-yard line.
Got Sam Harrod in for Nashawn right now.
So we got Murphy and Harrod in the backfield here with Lucas in the shotgun. 2 receivers to his right, 1 to his left. He'll turn and he'll hand to Harrod. Harrod trying to get vertical, but took the play much too long to develop.
A little misdirection right there. Faked the handoff to Pookie and handed it to Sam going the other direction.
And they'll lose 1 on the play back to the 43. 8:40 to go here in the first half. In the second quarter, we're scoreless. Roseberry checking back in.
Right now, Collins' backs are having to make cuts in the backfield, which you don't want to see. Where on the other side, Harvey's getting through it and then making a cut. That's the difference right now.
They'll go empty backfield this time. Three receivers to his left, two to his right. Lucas all alone in the backfield. Looks over the defense. Takes a snap. Got a free pressure, and JR spins out of this one. Now rolling to his left, looking to run with it. Cuts it back up the field and will gain some positive yardage up over the 45, maybe to the 47 or 8-yard line. But we've seen a few times when they went empty backfield, they've had a free blitzer coming off the right side of the defensive formation. They are able to spin out, make him miss, and turn that into a nice 6 or 7 yard gain up to the 48-yard line.
And we got a flag.
Sideline warning.
Sideline?
I bet you. I'm just guessing.
What else could it be?
And it is a sideline warning.
It usually takes, it usually happens in the first couple minutes of the game.
So third and five, four from the 48-yard line. Collins, by far, their most impressive drive of the game.
These guys here have no idea what's going on. Sideline warning.
But they've yet to get over midfield here so far in the first half. So shotgun formation once again. Roseberry split to his right. JR rolls to his right, looking to throw deep down the field. Looking for Hawk and underthrown and incomplete. Had his man beat. And Coach Lucas doesn't look happy on the sideline.
Had some guys open underneath too, but
I think the ball was probably thrown a little bit late. The Hawk had his man beat down the right sideline. This ball just underthrown, unable to make a play on it. Fourth and five, and it looks like Collins looking to go for it. So Lucas, unless we've seen Lawson quite a bit, a little quick kick out of this formation, Scott. We'll see what happens here. Lucas, fourth and five from the 48. Drops back. He's looking to throw. Tries to hit. It does hit Siler down inside the 40-yard line. First down, Titans. Nice pitch and catch. JR on the money to Dylan Siler across the middle of the field. And Collins has got a first down down at the 36-yard line. And for the first time tonight, Collins is on the Montgomery County field, side of the field.
This is a good drive right here coming out of your basically out of your own end zone.
Maybe the first time tonight, though, JR able to actually step back and have time to throw the football. Pistol formation this time. Roseberry directly behind Lucas in the pistol. Turns, and he'll hand to Roseberry. Nashawn slips as he got down trying to make a cut outside at the 35-yard line. He'll gain a yard out of that. But finally start to see a little bit of running room here for some of the Collins backs here. Six and a half to go here in the second quarter. We're still scoreless. Collins with their most impressive drive of the game here so far. Facing a second and nine from the Montgomery County 35-yard line. Three receivers split to the right of the formation. Maggard, the lone receiver to the left. One-on-one coverage on the outside here for Maggard. Lucas looking for a screen pass. Hits it across the middle to Sam Harris. Sam down to the 25. Cuts it back in the middle of the field. Down to the 15. Still on the move. And we'll get inside the 10-yard line. We've got a penalty.
I don't know if we're going to call a block in the back. That's got to be what that is.
Got down to the 8-yard line. But a nice misdirection screen pass. Kind of that tight end screen we've seen now the years past.
Only thing I can think of, it's got to be a block in the back on Maggard.
Sam would have been better off to
keep
the ball
outside. Yeah, I don't know why.
He tried to cut it back to the middle of the field.
Still going to be a big play, but it's going to be, I believe it's going to be a block in the back.
And we got a personal foul.
No, it's a hold.
Was it a hold? Okay.
Oh. What?
Like a signal person.
What could that be?
It is a 15-yard penalty.
No, he just stepped off 10.
No, he stepped. Okay, now he stepped out. He stepped up further.
That's holding. I don't know what that is. That looked like holding signal to me.
So after the penalty, Collins will have it first and 10.
I'm sorry, no, block in the back, not a holding. But whatever.
Maybe it was. That's what he signaled.
Block in the back. I'm not on Maggard.
And really not Dalton's fault.
No. Sam,
I think he thought Sam was keeping the inside, trying to keep that leverage on the outside, and then Sam cut inside of him. have a timeout. We'll take a quick timeout here as well. 5:47 to go in this one. We're scoreless, but Collins on the move. You're listening to Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
Mike, why are you wearing camouflage at the office?
It's chicken flage to protect my Zaxby's boneless wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce. That's two amazing flavor sensations in one. I've got to keep it hidden. Chicken flage keeps me off the grid.
Everyone can see you.
No, they can't.
Oh, hi, Mike. Nice camouflage.
Told you. Everyone wants a Zaxby's Boneless Wings meal with new spicy honey barbecue sauce, served with celery ranch crinkle fries and a small drink. Try it today and upgrade to a medium souvenir chicken flash cup. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Listen every Saturday morning at 10 for the Mike's Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab Coaches Show. We'll listen to the coaches and find out about the games played, the games coming up, and what's going on with the teams. Listen for the broadcast during football season every Saturday morning at 10, a rebroadcast Monday night at 6 and Wednesday night at 6. Your home for Rockets and Titans football. Hometown Radio, Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Your Rockets and Titans sports station. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
From the 24-yard line, Lucas going to be in the shotgun formation. Roseberry split to his right. Two receivers each side of the field. It's going to be a draw to Roseberry. Deshaun trying to get upfield. Now it's going to kick it to the outside. Still on the move. Down to the 20. Trying to turn the corner to the 15. Down inside the 10. It will be pushed out of bounds at about the 7-yard line.
You used to say a lot about Dre. He's the fastest guy on the field. I think Nashawn right here has got a little bit extra gear than anybody on either team. He cut that ball. I mean, that was all speed right there. That was a God-given ability right there.
Was bottled up on the inside. He was just able to use his speed to get the outside and beat the guy to the edge and turn it into a big game. First and goal, Titans. Ball at the 7-yard line. Lucas in the shotgun. Roseberry again split to his right. JR takes a snap, drops back looking to throw, and throws it away. I think they were trying to hit that patented comeback route on the outside. But I don't think JR had time. He had a free rusher on the right side coming in again, and JR, pretty smart move to get rid of it.
I just keep running the ball.
So second and goal, ball at the 7-yard line.
The goal line's kind of deceiving. The goal line's in light red, and everything else is in, white, but I don't know what they thought that was a good idea. But.
So shotgun formation back on each side, Murphy and Roseberry. Lukes takes a snap, hands to Pookie. Pookie trying to cut inside. He's down inside the 5, slips through down to maybe the 4-yard line.
At first I thought we was playing Canadian football here when I seen how big that end zone looked. Because it looks like it's from the 5-yard end.
Sure does. I thought that down on their end.
I did. when the first kickoff, I looked, what is wrong here?
So ball marked at the 4, third and goal from the 4-yard line. Be interesting to see what Collins does here.
No, I think it's 2. No. I'll see what you think.
Lucas in the shotgun turns. He'll hand to Roseberry. Nashawn will be hit hard down at the line of scrimmage.
Woo,
he tried to cut it back inside and was met hard.
His number was that guy? I think it said 50.
I can't read any numbers on the Montgomery County side. So.
The back of them is easy to read, but the front, you can't get a clue.
So no gain on the last play. And I think Coach Lucas is going to take a timeout.
Man, he was hit hard.
Woo! And talk this one over. So it's just as we saw from the Montgomery County side of things, Scott, on their last possession, drove it all the way down the field, but couldn't get anything going on a fourth down play. Collins appears to be. They're going to go for it fourth and goal from the 4-yard line.
I was a little bit surprised they didn't go Wildcat on the first down here, but JR is kind of getting his feet underneath him a little bit. He has a couple completions on this drive, and right here I would think they're maybe see some kind of little rollout for JR and option the runner pass, or what do you think? Are they just going to run it? That's where you get paid to coach right here.
Yeah, and I almost think I agree with you. Probably going to get him outside the pocket, give him a good run pass option. JR is an effective runner.
Thing is, they're just getting, you got the. And one guy's coming on every play. It seemed like he's in the backfield on every play. That was a huge hit. I think it was, I don't know, like I said, 50, but I don't even see a 50 out there. don't know who it was.
There's a 50 on the roster, but I
don't think he's
tell you.
Not. I don't know. Whoever it was, that was a hit that you dream about playing football right there.
All right, after the timeout.
Collins going four
Collins
wide.
Collins back on the line, but the line of scrimmage. Fourth and goal from the four-yard line.
Maybe spread them out and run Pookie up the middle here, maybe.
Four receiver set, two on each side of the field. Murphy, the lone back in the backfield with Lucas. Turns, and he's going to roll to his left. JR steps up, now steps back, needs to get rid of it, and will be dragged down at about the 12-yard line. I think that's going to be a horse collar. I think it's going to be a horse collar tackle.
JR
had
somebody wide. Siler, I think it was wide open in the end zone. But
officials are getting together.
They might just pick a flag up.
And they're going to wave the flag off. So no horse collar. And it'll be a turnover on down. And Montgomery County will take over at the 11-yard line.
Big opportunity lost there by Collins. First and goal with the five or six?
A 7-yard line.
7-yard line, and really went backwards. Well, got down, I guess Nashon had a good run, got down to about inside the
got
five.
Four, yeah. So 4:24 to go here in the second quarter. We're still scoreless. Both teams have turned it over on downs inside the 10-yard line, or at the 10-yard line, and Montgomery County take over here at the ball actually marked at the 11, first and 10. Walker back under center, I formation. And look, it had a bad snap, and he'll run with it and maybe gain a yard up to the 12-yard line.
I think the quarterback in the center went on there, and everybody else stayed still. Or the center just snapped it early, one of the two.
So gain of one, second and nine, ball at the 12-yard line.
Had some center quarterback problems on this. You know, that snap over the head on one, and then a huge fumble on a snap down there earlier.
Formation once again. He'll turn, he'll hand to Harvey, and he is through the initial search, but not a lot there. He'll be up to the 15-yard line. We'll bring up third and about 6 yards. 3.5 to go here in the second quarter. Collins trying to hold him and maybe force some good field position right before the half.
And Collins down to one timeout.
So once again, I formation. Walker drops back looking to throw this time and will complete it up at the 20-yard line to Akers, and he'll be pushed out of bounds at about the 22. Looks like Jalen Stone was all over top of the quarterback right there. I'm not sure how the ball got through there.
Yeah, nice play. I don't know. Phillips has been in for Hawk here. Hawk's still playing offense, so he's not an injury.
So first and 10, Montgomery County ball at the 22-yard line. Turn, he'll hand to Harvey. Harvey hit right at the line of scrimmage. He'll use his momentum to carry it forward to the 25, gain of two.
Leland Carwell kind of put a good hit on Harvey right there. Harvey a little slow getting up after that one.
He's had a lot of attempts here early in this game. Second and 8, ball at the 25. 2:45 to go in this one. Quick handoff up the middle again.
I think it's the first time.
That was Stephenchuk, his second carry of the game. And he'll bring up third and short here once again. Gain of five on the last play.
Harvey's tapping his helmet. I don't know if he's tapping his helmet to come out or tapping his helmet to want the ball.
Third and three. 2:15 to go here in the second quarter. Walker back under center. Once again, I formation. Turns. And we'll give the first man through. And he's going to be stopped short at the 31-yard line. Tried to give a quick hitter to Stephenchuk once again, but Collins did a good job of stuffing it.
You got a punt here, isn't the way you go for it here.
You just go under 2 minutes. 2 minutes to go here.
They're going to line up to go for it.
And now there's
no way you're going to go for it. Are you on your 31-yard line?
With under 2 minutes to go, I wouldn't.
Of course, the punter last time didn't punt it very far. So
dual returners back, Maggard and this time Roseberry. See if we can get the ball to Nashon here on some open space. Snap is a fake.
What?
And we had a delay of game. It was going to be a fake. Snapped it to the up man, Akers. But it was much too late. And
see,
the delay of game.
Kind of if you're going to go for it, you might as well just run Harvey.
Yeah. So that'll back things up to the 26-yard line. We'll bring up fourth and about seven.
You mentioned it kind of time. I think sometimes Montgomery County's trying to outsmart themselves. They had third and short, and don't get the ball to Harvey.
I don't know what you're trying to gain with a minute 15 to go in the quarter and a half.
Yeah, I don't either.
Snap back. This one, they'll punt it away. Line drive punt will be a touch Maggard. Ball's on the ground and going to be recovered.
I think Maggard
by Maggard back at the 23-yard line.
The Montgomery County guy had it, but once he hit the ground.
Good job by Dalton. He tried to come up and field it about the 45-yard line, and it short-hopped him.
Collins with a good break right there, really, because that Montgomery County guy had the first shot at it.
But a good change in field position for Montgomery County. Looks like Collins is going to be set to get that about midfield. So we'll see Collins in years past with a minute to go. We know they'd be all engines go, but with a pretty young quarterback here, we'll see how close to the vest they play it. Only one timeout to go. Lucas in the shotgun, three receivers to his right, one to his left, one back in the backfield. Screen pass out to the route side to Hulk. Tries to make a man miss and does, and will be a short gain up just short of the 30-yard line. Little wide receiver screen. Clock still running. 45 seconds to go here.
The thing about it, Collins will get the ball to start the second half, so you can kind of be a little bit cautious right here.
So now they'll go five receiver
set.
They
go five wide.
Lucas all alone in the shotgun. 30 seconds to go. Clock continues to roll. Lucas drops straight back. Now steps up in the pocket, looking to run, and will be dragged down maybe for a yard or so gain. 17 seconds to go.
Just let it go to the half here.
And with time that being said, Collins, I think it's going to take a timeout.
10 seconds to go here. You got 70-yard Hail Mary.
Let's take a quick 30-second break ourselves during this timeout. 10 seconds to go in the half. We're scoreless. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3. WXLN at WXLNradio.com. 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter play. We are still scoreless. Both teams have had opportunities down near the 10-yard line of their opponent. Both teams turned it over on downs. Now, Collins has it third and two from the 30-yard line on probably, if not the last play, the next to last play here of the first half. They will come out in a five-wide set. Two receivers to the short side of the field, which is to Lucas's right. Three receivers to the left. JR looks over the defense, sets his lineman, now takes the snap, drops him straight back. Getting outside the pocket, looking to run with it, cuts it back in the middle of the field and will be tackled at the 38-yard line with 3 seconds to go. And I don't know if they can get a play off that quick.
I don't think they are.
And that'll take us to halftime. So both teams have had their chances offensively, but neither one of them able to punch through and get on the scoreboard. And after two complete quarters, we are scoreless. So we'll take a break. We come back. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN, WXLNradio.com.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activity that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.